Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Inside the Studio, presented by iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Joe Levy. Okay, so like a lot of us, the guest on this episode of the home edition of the show, Anthony Ramos, has been figuring out how to keep busy, how to keep working, and he has kept working. He's almost done with his second album. But also, like a lot of us, he's been keeping busy in a different place, namely at home. So even though he started working on the song before lockdown, his new single, Stop, is partly about this. It's about learning how to be still, how to enjoy some silence. And this was all on our mind when we started the home edition of the show. The idea was to let you know how artists are coping with lockdown, how it's affecting their lives, how it's affecting the way they make music, how it's stopping or starting their creativity. And when Anthony talked about giving himself permission to sit on the couch and watch old Harry Potter movies in this episode, I really felt that, although in my case, it was old episodes of 30 Rock. Anyway, if you enjoy this episode, be sure to listen to the iHeartRadio podcast hosted by our quarantine correspondent, Jordan Runtog. It's called Rivals, Music's Greatest Feuds, and it is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jordan Runtog, but enough about me. My guest today is a star of stage, screen, and song. It sounds like a cliche, but in this case, there's no other way to put it. He truly has done it all. You probably know him from the original cast of Hamilton, or the hit Netflix series She's Gotta Have It, or for appearing alongside Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born. Last fall, he dropped his debut solo album, The Good and the Bad, a series of soulful tracks that tell the story of his remarkable life so far. You think a global pandemic might slow him down, but you'd be wrong. He has a new single, Stop, which explores the beauty of staying still just a little bit. Maybe one of the only good things to come from the COVID pandemic. I'm so happy to welcome Anthony Ramos. Thank you so much for being here. It's such an honor.
What's up, Jordan? Thanks for having me.
So you've been so busy these last few years. You've gone from filming In the Heights to recording your debut solo album, filming She's Got a Habit, and now you're sitting still. Like, how are you adjusting to all this downtime?
Oh, man, dude. I think it's been nice. It's been nice, actually. I haven't had that much downtime, but But I've had more than usual, and it's been really nice to be able to just like one be in the apartment that I like pay rent for. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not on a plane somewhere. Like, you know, and I love traveling and I love working and I love doing things and seeing things and right experiencing new things. But I really am hyped and just like grateful for this time I've had at home, man. Like it just really made me appreciate it more and more. And like after this, I think being home will as much as I can will be at the top of my mind way more than it was before. You know, I was like, I was like, yo, where are we going? We out, let's go. Where we going? And now I'm working on my second album, man. I'm almost done, you know? Yo, we in the thick of it. It was, so I had to get all this equipment because, you know, my A&R was like, yo, come on, son. We still got work.
Let's get this done. Yeah. Great you're feeling productive because I feel like I hear both sides. I hear people that are like, all right, I'm here. I'm going to work so hard. Or there's people that are just like, I just am not feeling it right now. But you're feeling inspired right now?
No, I feel really inspired for sure. Yeah, man. It's because you know, I think there was this pressure that I put on myself at the start of this. And well, first of all, I was like, how am I going to deal with this? This is a whole new way of life that I've not experienced. I don't know ever. And as far as like learning how to be still and actually like finding comfort in being still. So there was 2 weeks where I was just trying to get over that. Yeah. And then after that, it was like, oh, shit, like, do I write songs right now? I don't know. What do I do? Do I write a script? I don't know what to do right now with myself. And then there's all the people posting about, if you're an artist, this is the time to make art. Right. Like, and I'm like, yo, but I don't feel inspired. I don't feel inspired to make art. And then, so I think it wasn't until maybe a month, maybe till April, which oddly enough was like the Armageddon period. I would call in New York City. For anybody who lives in New York or was in New York in April knows that it was like crazy here. The hospitals were full. Like, I mean, I never heard sirens like the way I heard them, and so that was wild. But I think in that time, I had started to accept like what like life is going to be and what it is at the moment. And then I think then the creativity and then the spark to write songs and to do stuff kind of naturally happened. And I stopped happened when I stopped forcing myself to work, or I was, you know, forcing myself to work for the sake of doing it. Right. Like I was just kind of just doing it just cause I was like, well, what else am I going to do? But then I was kind of like, nah, you know, I actually like, it's okay if I just want to sit on the couch and watch Harry Potter. Like, that's fine. Like I can do that as much as I want to do that. I should actually do that as much as I want to do that, right? Like, and then when I feel compelled to write a song, or I feel compelled to move and put the pen to the paper, you know, or the finger to the phone, you know, then we'll do that. So I think that was kind of the natural progression.
Tell me about your new single, Stop. I mean, to me, it sounds like sort of like Zen lessons learned from lockdown, being present, being in the moment, just slowing down. What is the genesis of that song? Is it sort of everything you just mentioned, like learning how to just sort of be still?
The genesis of that song, what's interesting about that song is that song was written, I would say, days before I came back to New York and probably a week and a half before I found out that we were going to go on a lockdown.
Whoa.
That song wasn't even about what I'm going through now.
But it sounds so perfect. Wow.
It's crazy. Like, that song was about what I was going through before this. So that's probably, I mean, to go back to what I was saying about those first 2 weeks when dealing with the reality of now being in lockdown and how was I going to like adapt to that? Because I hadn't lived that way. Like, some people are good in silence. Some people know how to just like read a book and chill for a whole day, you know, and they find peace in that. Like, I'm just like on the go. And if I'm not going, I'm like, well, what am I doing with my life right now? I should be seeing friends, or I should be, you know, working on something. And that mentality, like, I've had for years, you know. And I think, I mean, to be honest, like, some of it comes from growing up in a way where you feel like I have nothing and I have to do everything to just get something. it was funny. Like I had a baseball coach who used to, well, my brother actually used to say this too. He used to say, yo, you know, when you sleep and somebody else, someone else is trying to take your spot or something, like when you sleep and someone else is working hard. And it's almost like, so you grow up now, and now at 28 years old, it's almost like I feel guilty when I like to sleep, for sleeping, for resting, for being still. Cause it's like, if I'm still, someone is out there working harder than me. And then, and this, what this time has taught me, like, so I wrote a song about that. This song is me saying, I want to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to stop. And then the world stopped. and we were like, yo.
And you learned how to do it.
You know, a song that was about one moment becomes about more than one moment, you know? And I think that's the beauty in the music and this song, Stop For Me. You know, it's like the first verse is, sometimes I wish my life was like a photograph. Double tap the good ones and just Photoshop the bad. I put them in my wallet, in my pocket. If I need them, then I got them. But life don't work like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm in Nikes on the track, even if my feet are up. Even when my feet are up, my mind is running fast. When I'm home, I get impatient. When I'm gone, I kind of hate it. But my life works like that. And then, right, and then we go into like, but like, it's like sunsets and open water. The sky's full of technicolor. There's beauty right in front of you. There's so much to discover if you stop and breathe it in for the moment. Stop and give it a minute and you'll own it. Stop. It's only just begun, right? Like every moment, right? Like when we step into a moment, it's only just begun. As soon it'll be almost over. So stop. See what comes into focus. Stop. It's kind of crazy what you notice. Stop. It's like a setting sun. Soon it'll be almost over. So stop, right? Like I think, you know, we always equate some of the most beautiful, we say, man, it's like, what a beautiful sunset. When have you ever heard, like, what an ugly sunset? Right, but right, never. True. But you have to stop to see that, take in how beautiful that sunset is, and the sunset only happens for this much time, and then it's gone.
That's a beautiful message that we all need right now. I can't believe that was written before all this. It's so perfect. It just really, you're right, captured the moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global,
Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
How has all this impacted your writing process? I know you work with your collaborator, Will Wells, very often. I mean, you've been Zooming a lot. Like, how's that been working?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Will and I, you know, our technology is amazing. I was just on the phone right before you and I got on and talking to someone about how amazing technology is, like how you could, you know, Will's a technological wizard. So Will, he was giving me lessons on how to get started, how to use Logic, which is the program that many people use to you know, cut records and to, you know, cut their vocals or lay down a guitar or whatever, right? Make their beats in Logic or Ableton. But in my case, I'm using Logic. And Will goes, Will's like teaching me how to kind of get started, how to use it, how to cut my own vocal if I need to. But also then it's like there are applications on the computer, like TeamViewer, like even on Zoom right now, we're on Zoom, like where you can share your screen with someone and Will can just be engineering. But it's amazing that you can still work. That, yo, we've been still, you know, I've done sessions with folks in, you know, Europe. And it's like, yo, if you didn't want to leave your house to have a session, you don't.
Right.
I mean, it's not like being in the room with people, but this is a nice alternative.
I'm so glad we get to hear your music now, because I know some of your projects have been put on hold. I'm so sad about In the Heights being pushed back. But the movie's set and done, right? You've watched it. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, In the Heights was, I mean, that experience was amazing, man. We're done. We shot it. We shot it last summer. And there are very few things that can top the moment I was in the middle of the street in Washington Heights with 74 other, you know, Latinx artists dancing in the middle of the street, singing about pride and singing about where we're from and singing about, like, and, you know, going hard in the hot summer, hitting this choreography that was so, that is so authentic to New York and to the vibe here and to the Latin, the Latino, New York Latino experience here, like that sound, the clave and the gongas and all of that blasting in ears and then people spitting bars and with, you know, I can't wait, bro. I can't wait.
And I know that show was just so special to you just for when you saw it on Broadway the first time. Tell me about what that show means to you.
Yeah, I mean, that show means a lot to me because, you know, I'm like barely 5'9", freckled, like fair skin, Latin dude. Like nobody's in a rush to write a lead role for me in any, you know, ain't nobody trying to recast the My Fair Lady with Anthony Ramos. The nickname for Broadway is the Great White Way. So how do you think a kid from the projects from, you know, Puerto Rican and predominantly Puerto Rican and Black neighborhood, right? An African American neighborhood, like, feels when they trying to find their way in the realm of entertainment where the nickname is the Great White Way. I was like, already, like, and there just weren't roles for me, man. Like, finally I saw In the Heights, man, and it was just like one of those things where it was like the characters didn't only look like me, but they sound like me. And they were talking about food that I, you know, grew up eating, and the music sounded like music I listened to growing up, and, like, you know, and the characters, not only did I feel like I related to them, but I was like, yo, I know these people. Like, I know the Piragua guy. I know that guy that's, you know, his forearm is solid because he's been scraping, shaving ice all day, puts it in the cup, he got his syrup. You know, the little old man that got the best tan you ever seen, you know, knowing characters like Usnavi, you know, the main character in that story, you know, he reminded me of this guy named Leo who used to have a bodega on the corner where I used to live. And Leo used to hook my family up. Like, we were poor, you know, we was broke, you know, like Leo would hook us up sometimes. You know, we didn't have enough for the milk or we didn't have enough for the bread. You know, we only had enough for the eggs. Leo would be like, yo, don't worry about it. Like, give us some candy, you know, to, like, you know, walk out with. Like, And it was like those dudes that they just see everything. So it's only right that the story is told from the eyes of this guy who owns this bodega, this corner store, because those guys see everything. They see all types of people walking in and out of their store. Like, it was kind of the musical that made me rethink a little bit. Like, oh, maybe there is a space for me here. You know, people spitting bars on stage. Some 1 minute somebody sounding like, you know, the most beautiful R&B. So you got Jordan Sparks singing these beautiful notes, and then you got Lin-Manuel spitting these bars. You know, like, it's crazy. Like, you know, so it was a mashup of all the things that I kind of grew up with: the music, food, the vernacular, all on one stage. It was almost overwhelming. I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like this.
Was it intimidating at all, stepping into that role that Lin-Manuel created? That was so personal to him. I think he started writing it when he was 19 or something. Was that intimidating at all?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't intimidating because Lin didn't really put that pressure on me. You know, I never really felt that pressure from him. You know, rather, like, he was always really like, yo, just do your thing, bro. Like, do your thing. You know, it's a funny story, too. Like, I got an interesting history with those guys, with Lin and his team. Right, like I auditioned when I was 19 for In the Heights back, 10 years ago. I guess it's going to be 10 years now. But I auditioned for a non-union national tour of In the Heights. And I think I was to be a part of the ensemble cast as a dancer. Yo, I didn't get it, bro. I was crushed. I did 4 auditions and I didn't get it. 3 years later, I do an open call for another musical that I was like totally not right for. And then a few minutes later, I get an email. Hey, like, we'd like you to audition for this thing called Hamilton's Mixtape. And I saw that Lin and all of the same team working on it. So at first I was really nervous. And at first I was like, dang, like I, the way this ended for me last time wasn't good. I didn't get the job. Like, so I was pretty already kind of psyching myself out. One of my friends was like, you really need to go to this. It wasn't even going to work out with the schedule that I had with this other show, but I was doing it anyway. I was like, you know, the casting director was like, you're really right for this. And she's like, you just got it. We're just going to keep calling you back. I don't know how we're going to work it out. May not, but now we're just going to keep calling you back. And I do my final audition. I get the work and at Radio City, and they call us all up to the large rehearsal hall where we rehearse upstairs. They're like, yo, we're going to cancel the show. And I lose my job, but I get laid off. All of 77 cast members laid off. 3 hours later, they're like, hey, we heard about Heart Lights. We want to hire you for Hamilton's Mixtape. And that's how I jumped on. That was my start of the journey, right? And then I think from that moment on, right, Lin, and I did that. It was like a 4-week workshop, and Lin asked me to do this other thing he had written. So we just started cultivating this relationship. And by the time we got to In the Heights, the movie, I was already like, shocked and grateful, but I had stopped doing Hamilton in 2016. Finally, in like 2018, this role comes up. Usnavi, they're doing a 7 performance show of In the Heights at the Kennedy Center. Something inside me just said, I think it was God, man. He was like, just go do this job. You don't know why. Yeah, it's gonna be mad hard. You're gonna want to quit theater after, but just go. I didn't want to quit theater after, but I was very tired, and it was like, just go. And I just jumped right in, man. I jumped right in and I went. I did that show at the Kennedy Center, and Lin came to a few rehearsals, and Lin also came to the show a couple times. And then all of a sudden he writes this tweet, and it was basically something to the effect of like, imagine you grew up tap dancing. And you buy these tap shoes, and you've been tapping all your life. You know, that's what you've been doing. And then you hang it up. You put the tap shoes in the box. You put it up in the closet. You have a kid. And all of a sudden, you're hanging out downstairs. Years go by, and then you're just hanging out downstairs. All of a sudden, you hear a tapping from the top floor. And you're wondering what that was. And you're like, man, what is that noise? And you go up to the top floor. All of a sudden, you see that your kid took the tap shoes that you used to have, took them out, and it's your kid tapping in the room. And you realize that those shoes fit him better than they ever fit you. And those shoes were always made for him and not for you. That's what it feels like watching Anthony Ramos play Usnavi. Yo, he wrote that tweet, bro. I was done. I was in my bag crying. I was like, yo, this is crazy. It's bananas. I got the movie soon after that. All of that long story to say is that, no, I didn't feel pressure because of everything I had been through to get to that moment and to get to that point to be on that set, that once I got on that set, it was like, it was almost like, yo, bro, you was born for this. It was a blessing.
What is your relationship like with Lin? I mean, has he given you sort of compositional tips for songwriting? Is he a mentor? Is he a big brother? Is he a colleague? Is he all the above? Like, how would you define what your relationship is? Or does it defy explanation?
He's definitely a mentor for sure. Like, I've learned so much from him directly and indirectly. You know, I remember one time he said something to me and he was like, yo, like, I cracked the joke and I said something like, oh man, sometimes I talk too hood, I should change the way I speak. And he was like, he said something to the effect of, like, you never have to change the way you speak, Papa, you just need to make sure people understand you. And I was like, wow,
man,
that's incredible. Like, and you know, and like he said that, and like I never forget that quote. And like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, like, and then like we'll be on set or whatever, and he'll say something or he'll change something in a song, and you just like notice the tendencies, and you notice like you begin to notice the patterns of like, and the motivations as to why he changes things, and it's like, how do we get to the heart of the truth of this? And I think I take that in my writing. Like, everything is so thought through, because, and I try not to overthink, you know, because that can be a trap too. But I do like to think a lot about what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, because there's nothing more dope than when somebody listens to a song, didn't understand the lyric, they go back and they're like, this song was about this the whole time. It's just fire, man. It's like, so I've learned so much from him, and like, yeah, now, you know, we like, you know, we would chill, you know, we hang out and shit, like, you know, like we spent New Year's Eve together in Puerto Rico. Like, it was dope. Like, you know, we chill and whatnot, but it's I think the thing that's dope about our relationship is like there's this like trust there that is it's almost like motivating. Like, just like, you want to be your best, because this person who's so elite at what they do has trusted you with this, you know, with this work and with this, you know what I'm saying, believes in you in this, and with their work that they've worked so hard on, you know, like, and Heisey worked on for 8 years and Hamilton worked on for 6, you know. So it's like, you know, that's kind of our relationship. There's like this trust there that is you know, that I don't take for granted. And there's a love there too, you know, like, and you know, he has kind of, you know, he has treated me like, you know, big bro. He's definitely been big bro to me, and like kind of like, you know, put me on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults.
You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You mentioned music having so many different meanings and just applicable to so many situations. I mean, stop is a great example. It's born from a completely different circumstance, but it resonates so much now. I've been seeing a lot of Hamilton lyrics on signs at George Floyd protests and Black Lives Matter protests, especially from my shot, I feel like is the one I seem to see a lot. That has to feel pretty good. How does that feel for you to just see those words out there and that give people, you know, hope?
I think it's important, man. I mean, when you hope to do pieces of art that impact people. You know, I think when you're writing something and you're shooting a film or a music video or whatever, like, you know, even the Stop music video we're shooting this Friday, and I can't wait to put it out because of what it's about, right? Like, we found this awesome guy who gives these haircuts. You want to talk about really like stopping and breathing it in. Like, this guy gives haircuts and all proceeds go to, and it's donation based, all proceeds go to the Black Lives Matter movement. And Anthony Payne is his name. And not to give away what the video is about, but that's a part of the video. And like, you know, I think in art, you want to do your best to highlight the stories that matter. And I think, and hope that in the process, they correlate to something else going on that also matters. Right. You know, it's funny how, you know, these words in the context of our story, right? Like, it's all these actors of color playing these like white presidents and founding fathers, but like told through the lens of this like Puerto Rican dude who wrote all these words, who was inspired, and most of it inspired by the hip hop culture, which was born in the Bronx, you know, in the African American and Puerto Rican communities, you know, and it's like how all of these things correlate, and then to now, right, this story that has been so old that we've kind of taken ownership of. I think America now, right, the America that we want to see and the America that we are seeing, the colorful America, it's almost like we've taken ownership of the story, of these stories, and we're like, we're going to make this country how we see it and how we want to see it. We're going to help the world understand what America actually is and what America is going to look like and what we are fighting for, what we're working towards, and like to have, you know, people singing, right, having the lyrics written on their signs at the protests, or people chanting, "I'm not throwing away my shot," right? Like, or like, it's like, that's what you want. That's what you hope for. That's what you hope, that's what you hope happens when you make, you know, I think some of us, we make songs and they come out and yeah, maybe they're hits and then they go away or whatever. But like, it's the song, you know, you think about the songs that have lasted forever, like the, you know, like the What's Going On, right? Like the Lean On Me and these songs that have outlived, I mean, that have lasted forever, you know, have moved people and touched people for so many years, right? And I think they still will, right? They don't really care about us. Like, these songs that have just, Man in the Mirror, like these joints that are just like, every now and then you get a splash in the water. And I think, you know, we got a splash in the water with this one, and hopefully it just keeps, you know, rippling out. And I'm just grateful that it's that people feel inspired by this work that we all did. And, you know, and kudos to them for the words that he wrote, and that they're, people feel fired up for justice. You know, it makes people, gets people fired up to fight for what's right in the world.
Yeah, it's been such a pleasure and an honor speaking to you. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. My last question, and I love asking this. It's always been my final question for this series. What's the first thing you want to do when this pandemic is over? If you could snap your fingers and have everything go back to the way it was, trip you want to take, person you want to hug, meal you want to go out and have, what's the first thing you would do?
You know, it was wild. I put up a post yesterday about missing tour, about missing just playing live. I think the first thing I want to do is, because I have been fortunate enough to see my mom in this time. And, you know, I've been fortunate, you know, like, you know, thank God, right? Like the you know, in New York City again, like, you know, I'm really grateful that our case, I think yesterday we recorded the first day where we had no deaths.
I saw
that. That was huge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For our city. And it's almost a sense of like, we can take a deep breath for a second. It's not over, but guys, let's just like, let's celebrate this and let's just take a deep breath. We've all worked to get to this point, right? But I think the first thing, man, I don't know what the first thing is going to be, but I know what I am so excited for, and that's to play live, man. I just want to feel that vibe, bro. I want to be on stage. Having that time with an audience and just have that time of communion. You know, I think that's a time of community. Sometimes, I don't know, you know, I think the most beautiful thing about live shows is that I think people feel a sense of community. That's why people go to see theater, right? Like there's something special about laughing with a group of people, right? There's something special about crying with a group of people. Sometimes people don't even feel comfortable crying on their own, but they see the person next to them crying, it gives them this thing where they can feel like they can release, right? Like they're not alone. And they can let it out, right? Like somebody sees somebody else laughing and maybe that sparks them. Like, isn't it so funny when sometimes you hear someone laughing so hard in the audience that it makes you laugh? That what, you don't even remember what the joke was, but it's the person cracking up that makes you laugh. And I'm so excited to get back to that form of community and having the opportunity to share in that way. You know, I think that's like the first thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to run to a show or I'm going to have a show. Yeah.
Oh, Anthony, thank you so much for your time today. It's been such an honor.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks for having me, man. This is awesome.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Inside the Studio Home Edition, a production of iHeartRadio. For more episodes of Inside the Studio and other shows from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.